Gopi Gita, the meaning Gopi's song of separation. So these are like, you know, Bhagavad Gita, the song sung by Krishna, and this is a special song sung by the gopis. During the rasa dance, Krishna disappeared and the gopis started to search for Krishna. And while searching Krishna, they went to the bank of Jamuna, and there they started to express their feelings, and that is expressed in the 31st chapter of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in the form of Gopi Gita. And here we have the 9th verse as the first one, because this 9th verse has a very special meaning. In a way, this 9th verse is actually glorifying Srila Prabhupada. And please switch off your mobile phones. How many of you have mobile phones? Raise your hands. And how many of you have put them in a silent mode? Raise your hands. And those who don't want to put in the silent mode or switch it off, raise your hands. Okay, good. So everyone, please put your mobile phone, switch them off, or if you have to keep them on, put them in a silent mode. So I'll discuss about that later on, about why the 9th verse is so special. Tava, 9th verse goes like Tava Kathamritam, your nectarian words, words about you and the words spoken by you, O Krishna, Tapta Jivanam extinguishes the fire of material existence by showering the nectar. Tapta Jivanam Kobibhir Iritam. These songs are sang and propagated by the exalted personalities like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Narad Muni. And Kalma Shapaham, just by hearing your words, one becomes free from all material contamination. Kalma Shapaham. Shravana Mangalam, when one hears them, he receives all auspiciousness. And Srimad Atatam, it brings all the auspiciousness and wealth, spiritual wealth. And Bhubi Grinanti, those who distribute your kathas, your nectarian instructions all over the world, Bhubi Grinanti ye Bhuri Dajana. They are the most munificent personalities. They are the greatest givers, most munificent benefactors. Now, Bhubi Grinanti ye Bhuri Dajana. Those who distribute, they are most munificent. Now tell me, who distributed Krishna Kathamritam all over the world? Srila Prabhupada. So this way we can see that how exalted Srila Prabhupada, how dear Srila Prabhupada is to Sri Krishna. Then we have first verse and second verse after that. The first one of this chapter is Jayati Te Dhikang Janmana Braja. Shrayata Indira Shashvadatrahi Doita Drishyatang Dikshutabakas Toi Dhrita Savas Tang Vichinnate. You see, the gopis are searching for Krishna. And due to being separated from Krishna, they are feeling very, very sad. They felt as if they are the most unfortunate creatures. Now, they are complaining to Krishna that Krishna, ever since you took birth in Braja, the whole of Braja has become blessed. And Lakshmi Devi is constantly residing here. So that means everybody has received the greatest good fortune of your being born in Braja. Lakshmi Devi's mercy is being showered Braja has been blessed with the greatest good fortune, but look at our condition. We have become so unfortunate. We are searching for you and we cannot find you. So due to your birth in Braja, everyone has been blessed, but we are the only ones who have become most unfortunate because we can't find you. So therefore, Doita Drishyatam Dikshu Tavakas, my dear Lord, please show us, give us your darshan. And Toi Dhrita Sabas Tang Bichinnati, because of you, we are maintaining our lives. Sharoduda Shai Sadhu Jata Sat Sarosi Jo Daro Shri Mushadrisha Suratanatha Te Shulka Dashika Barada Nighnato Neha King Badha Sharad Udashai. Sharad means the months, the autumn. Not exactly autumn. In India there are six seasons. In English there are four seasons. Summer, autumn, winter, spring. But in India there are two more seasons. They are called Barsha and Sharad. Barsha is the monsoon when it rains, and after the monsoon there is a period which is very beautiful. Clear sky, clear blue sky, the whole atmosphere becomes very pure. So in that pure atmosphere, Sharad Udashai, in the water, in the reservoir of water, the water becomes very clean. In monsoon, the water becomes muddy, dirty. But in Sharad, all the dirt settles and the water becomes very, 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 very pure and very clean. And in that water, when the lotuses bloom, they become very beautiful. Sarad Udashaye Sadhu Jata Sat Sarasi Jo Daro. Sarasi Jo is a lotus that blooms in that autumn pond, Sharad Udashaye. Those lotuses are very beautiful. And your face is even more beautiful than those lotuses. Sadhu Jata Sat Sarasi Jo Daro Shri Mushadrisha Surata Nathate. O Lord of Love, we are your Ashulka Dasika. We are your unpaid maid servants. So in one hand, you are the greatest benefactors, the giver of the greatest boons. You bestow your mercy upon everybody, fulfill everybody's desire, and we are your unpaid maid servants. We serve you, don't get any salary. We don't get any payment. We are your maid servants who don't get any salary, get any payment. So we are, and look what you are doing to us. Because of, without giving your darshan, you are killing us. By not giving us your darshan, you are killing us. So what will people tell you? People will tell that you are a murderer. So this is how they are appealing to Krishna. Barada nighnato. In one hand, your barada, bara means benediction, giver of benediction, and you are nighnato, you are killing us. You are the murderer. Neha king badha. Why are you killing us? Why are you murdering us? Who are we? We are your unpaid maid servants. So in this way, there are many verses in the 31st chapter of the 10th canto, but we will sing only three of them. Thank you.
सदृश्यता दीक्षुता
Prabhupada ki jai.